last embers of the Clone Wars have burned out, but from those ashes comes an even greater threat. A galactic empire that will engulf the entire universe in tyranny and despair. Only a few brave rebels may stand against it, and who knows what their fate will be. The Strand Gamers present Star Wars: Dawn of Defiance. A new campaign using the Star Wars Saga Edition role-playing system.
And we're on with episode 5 of Dawn of Defiance. Who remembers what happened last time?
Dooku and I kicked ass.
Explosions.
We were so good.
These things.
We got all the intel about the evil plans.
We're like 3/4. Enough for us.
We did most of the work, so now it's up to you guys to do the other quarter.
The closers.
We'll just make sure to take the credit so we get the promotion.
That's okay, you can take the credit all the way, not off-world, because we have the ship.
Yep.
In terms of an actual recap, you guys were dispatched to the world of Cato Nemodia to spy on Crime Lord Jarga the Hutt, because he's being used as an intermediary directing money towards a top-secret Imperial project known as the Sarlacc Project, which your Admiral Varth Defector tells you is killing a lot of people, but that's about the extent to which he knows about it. You got down to the city of Zara on Cato Nemodia, beat some people up, beat some more people up, learns the location of Jarga's palace, which is an amalgamation of various mansions that used to exist in the city. You went there and were greeted with surprisingly open arms. You began to win his favor when Tiku and Wook decided to do a little scouting in response to Wook's sense of a Force user being several levels down in the palace. On the way down, you encountered some Gamorrean guards who weren't letting you pass, so you killed them. You discovered the room you were trying to get into was the guard barracks, and decided to ambuscade.
Yeah, good job, by the way.
Along the way, you found Darga's accountant, who rather easily told you that Jarga makes bulk of his money from a Tabana gas mine on Bespin. And the Imperials are the beneficiaries of that Tabana gas. At which point they fled back to the ship. The rest of the party was prepping for droid racing. Jarga's major domo was most unhappy about the incursion and deaths, but is working with you guys to keep it quiet from Jarga, because it's not in anyone's best interest that he finds out. So you completed your droid racing. Jag basically dominated the competition.
Boom.
Then a group of slavers barged in and started a quarrel with Jarga. Nom noticed that one of the Twi'lek slaves was moving to poison Jarga. You guys didn't stop her and didn't warn Jarga about the poison, but Nom did convince Bleep Doop that the Twi'leks were worth owning, So she purchased 2 slaves.
Hi, Rola!
Indeed. You guys then excused yourself from the palace, saying that Jag was in a hurry to spend his winnings from the droid race. And that is where we left off. Questions, comments, concerns?
I am concerned about people turning evil. Can you just pray away the Sith? Pray the Sith away?
Turning evil, or just that you're realizing it now?
You can spend a force point to eliminate one of your dark side points. When your dark side points are equal to your wisdom score, you are evil, essentially. And it takes a major act of atonement to break away from that.
Are we evil for not warning the Hutt that he's gonna die?
I didn't give you a dark side point for that. He is kind of a vile crime lord.
Yeah.
I would but it's also violence. A dick move.
Nice, yeah.
We're assholes, it's true. Alright.
Really, the dark side points only have any mechanical impact on force users.
I'm a force user!
For everyone else, it's just a measure of how much of an asshole you are.
Should we make it a race? Dark side points fastest.
I don't want to be evil. I'm gonna win that race. I want to be a good guy.
I'm gonna take.
You're doing a great job.
Lightning.
I believe in goodness.
Okay. So, Bleep Doop, Jag, and Nom, you walk your way out of the palace. One of these speeder bikes you came in on is missing.
Great. That's great.
This is bullshit.
I'd say to report the theft to the local authorities, except some of these issues.
Local
with that.
Authorities.
Pretty sure I know who's responsible. Well, let's just steal another one and call it even.
Alright.
Wait.
It's ours. That... How can we steal it?
No, find another one to steal to make up for the missing one of the two we had parked.
Okay, fine by me.
Alright.
Let's go hunting.
So, are you stealing another one from in front of the palace?
No, we're gonna steal it from the ship.
Dan, we should have taken a nicer one.
Why are we outside the palace? Remind me.
Because we're going home.
Yeah, you made your excuses to go rendezvous with the other two.
Yeah.
Right.
But you intended to come back because you remembered that there are Imperial officers coming to visit Darga.
Of course. That's really important. We should check that out.
Well, they might cancel their visit when he's dead because you let him get poisoned.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah.
To the ship. Tea party.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. Well. So, are you just two of you going on a speeder and someone's walking, or what?
We're going we also to have those off. 2 slaves.
Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Ride the slaves.
Yeah, Warwick. Yeah. Warwick's speeder is still there, and he's not going to be needing it anymore.
Done.
Awesome.
Fantastic. So how are we splitting this up? I'll take slave with me, and you can take the slave with you.
Sure.
All right. So we need 3 bikes?
No, Warwick's can hold multiple people.
Beautiful. Alright. Vroom, vroom!
Okay. As you approach the spaceport, you can see they're quite conspicuous, a number of Gamorreans who are searching all of the landing spaces.
Sneak past?
Yeah, I don't want to confront people.
Yeah, I'm just going to drive past them and ignore them. Completely.
Okay. Let me get out my dice.
Dice!
Yep.
Okay. They are completely oblivious to everything in the universe.
This is why you don't send the muscle to do detective work.
Accurate.
Dodge the bullet there.
Okay. So you pull your speeders in, you find the Banshee waiting for you. Captain O'Keefe, open sea cargo bay doors for you.
We waltz on in.
Fight with slaves in tow.
There is quite literally dancing involved.
Okay. Well, Tiku and Wook, you are reunited with your friends. Also, some sexy Twi'leks in collars.
And nothing
else.
So
fine.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I thought I'd bring the party to you, so I brought some slaves. Just kidding. Why did I buy slaves again?
Because I might have information.
Speaking of
sure? Good time.
No, we can't keep them as slaves.
Yeah, I really don't like having slaves. I'm totally kidding. I really dislike having slaves. It's gross.
Why don't you take their canes off then? Or collars or whatever.
Yeah. You're free, ladies.
Borrow
but
your lightsaber.
Nope.
that might go wrong. Terribly, so. Don't I have a key or something? Isn't that how transactions work?
Yeah. You got the keys and the spare keys. And they signed over the deed to you.
Yeah, but we locked both
that
sets
shit off.
Of keys and the speeders.
Thank you. So can we just go now?
You could, but this is the planet that you were enslaved on, so you might want to wait until we're somewhere else. That's less full of slaves.
I was actually hoping you could tell me why you... I don't know. What can you do the talking?
What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Bad idea. Why did you poison Darga?
Wait, they poisoned Darga? Darga?
Well, like... Put Tubby something Lumpkins. In this cup. Traditionally, if you dose someone's drink, it's either date rape or poison.
It was Viagra.
I don't remember this happening.
You did not witness it.
That's why I don't remember this happening.
Mm-hmm. We were oblivious, but Nam is very observant.
I was told to.
By who?
By my owner. My former owner.
What's his beef with what you doodle?
Former owner? Well, he's mad at Darga that Darga's been selling him bad slaves.
Oh, I thought that was just a cover story.
So what you're telling me is... This was very obvious information I paid 10,000 credits for.
My understanding was it's not a poison intended to kill Darga, just make him sick.
You gave him a laxative, didn't you?
So that my former master could take advantage of him in their negotiations.
Okay, in negotiations...
You say former master.
Well, yes. My former master was this Quarren, but she said I'm free now.
Ah, I got it.
Yep, you're good. I just don't like slavery. It's pretty gross.
Neither do I.
How did you get into slavery, anyway?
I was... abducted during the Clone Wars by a group of separatist mercenaries. Mm. Do
you know anything at all about Dargus connections with the Imperials?
I know he gets slaves from them. Because I've talked to our fellow slaves, and a lot of them were Imperial prisoners. And they were sent through Darga, who sold them to my former masters, the Iron Ring.
Iron Ring. Anyone know anything about the Iron Ring?
Oh, galactic folklore?
It's just lore.
I'm gonna roll me a sick space folklore. I'm sorry. Dice. I actually don't own a D20. I'm really sorry. Does that make me not a real person?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I got a 21, so I guess I'm just going to go with him.
You know that they are a band of slavers, relatively small time, who have influence on primarily former Confederate separatist worlds that were ravaged by the Clone Wars, because the Imperial presence there is minimal, and you will even find some people willing to sell themselves into slavery.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. These are the scummiest of the scum. These are the barterers of people's lives. I do not like these people. Anything else noticeable about them that I know?
There's really not that much to know. I mean, they are a fairly small-time group of slavers who buy slaves, either individuals, prisoners of war, or from crime lords, and resell them at a profit. It's not a complex organization.
No, not really. I convey this to the party.
They do have a reputation for zeal and brutality. Other slavers are more subtle and influence things behind the scenes.
And they're just like, whatever! Yeah.
Iron Ring is more a shock and awe organization.
So they're all, woohoo, slavery is awesome.
Just like that, John.
Did these Imperial prisoners tell you any stories about they were mistreated or experimented on?
I know a lot of them came from labor camps, from people who were rounded up during the war.
Addressing the rest of the party. We do know that there was some sort of commodity moving through Darga between him and the Imperials. These slaves might
probably
be that
slaves?
Commodity.
Yeah. That would make sense. I would like to go back and return to this feast or whatever to confirm this. Unless you guys think it's a bad idea. Do you think it's a bad idea?
I can tell you Darga was passing gas.
It did reek
I planned
in there.
That. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And accurate.
Do you know where these Imperial labor camps were?
Oh, from all over, I think. Almost every system that's been hit by the war.
Did anyone say anything about Bespin?
No, Bespin's nothing. It's not even a planet. It's just gas, and the only people who live there are in floating cities.
Wow, that sounds magical.
Alright, well, I can't think of anything more to ask about. If you need a job, there might be someone hiring if you're willing to do missions against the Empire.
Yeah, we're gonna go to, where are we going after this goes? Home. Where's home? Well, we can drop you off anywhere along the way.
We're going to classified information.
Right. Well, while we get there, we can drop you off along the way. What are some big cities that we can just drop you off at? Do you have family along the way? I don't care. If it's along the way, we can do it.
What about Ryloth? Our home planet?
Ah, that's cool. I don't think I've ever been there before.
I'm sure if my family is still alive, they would be happy to host you.
You guys want to take a vacation and go to Tulip Town?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, beautiful. Alright, it's a done deal.
Wait, don't we have to find out more about Imperials and...
Right,
Gel?
That's after today. After we get all the business taken care of. You're welcome to make yourself comfortable on the ship, though, while we're out and about.
In the cargo hold, where they belong.
You're a monster.
I'm kidding! No, but seriously, don't touch anything.
Okay.
You can never trust the help these days. Always pocket something.
They're not
I
help!
I can't trust you!
I'm hopping on the speeder and going back to Jargus.
They're sort of help. I mean, they're slaves.
If you wander off and to slaughter some guards, tell us about it next time. So that we can join in, too.
We have comlinks for a reason.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you guys have pocket scramblers?
Doubtful.
You should, because there were a bunch of them in that one warehouse back in that closet in that place.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That is a thing that we could potentially need that everybody reasonable would have grabbed.
Oh, hey, look at that. It's right there, written down on my character sheet.
It sure is.
So who else thinks we should kidnap this Imperial officer and bring him back to the base to be
How good are we at kidnapping people?
We don't know
yet. Blasters have a stun setting.
A blaster that can go on stun, and I am excellent at shooting with it.
Maybe if we isolate him somewhere, like lure him out and... No.
We
I'm
could,
go hang with my buddy Jarga.
He has to leave the palace sometime.
Well,
no, he doesn't.
Okay, so Jag is going back to Jarga's palace. Is anyone else going with him?
Yes.
Me too.
Hey, Wook, you want to go back? Maybe they won't recognize us. We're not Gamorreans, so we all look the same to them.
Accurate. Yeah, right. We'll deal with whatever we get.
Let's not tell them what we got into, though. Don't need that argument.
Didn't they yell at us about it already?
Yeah, we've yelled at you twice. It's pretty much done with.
Yep.
Okay. Then let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
And not mention any reason we wouldn't go.
Are you guys attempting to disguise your appearance, or are you just...
Not at all.
Okay.
Not in any way, no. I'm a Rodian, we all look the same to them.
And aren't you wearing Stormtrooper armor anyways, so you all look the same as every other Stormtrooper?
That's not true, we're different heights.
We painted it also, it's customized.
Different build and...
That's a Gamorrean head on my shoulder.
Oh, can I have flame stickers on mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flames are so cool.
We really should customize this armor, so rather than screaming we are stormtroopers, it would instead scream, "We fucking kill stormtroopers." Like, if we put skulls and stuff.
How about you just write that?
Let's do that on the way. We'll have downtime while we're in transit, right? You can do that while we're going somewhere.
We're having downtime right now.
Yeah. Also, if you keep your helmets on, that'll help with the disguise considerably.
But then also, we're stormtroopers.
So?
Wouldn't Darka be like, "Hey, when you said you didn't know anyone Imperial, that would mean you probably won't bring stormtroopers around with you."
Well, you're kind of obviously not a rank and file Imperial. You're more low-life criminals who jacks some stormtrooper armor.
That, yeah, exactly, that's why I'm saying we should paint the armor all cool.
Yes, we like did a, it right
like
now.
Like a game. Okay.
In this time that it says speed is plot. Or us talking.
Okay, so you customize your armor on the way?
Yep.
Yes. With all flames.
Right. I'm sure that will be a hit at the party for the Imperial officer.
Well, not flames. Hold on. Well, I mean, just keep going. I'm going to look this up.
Rainbows.
Artist rendition.
Okay. So, it is late in the evening by the time you return to Darka's Palace, but it seems to be a 24-hour affair. You are let back in to the...
Hooray!
To the main audience chamber. Darga is there. He's looking a little gray and woozy. There are two servants there holding a large bucket in front of him.
Oh.
Poor servants.
The Twi'lek Majordomo, when Wook and Tiku walk in, is it looks like he's trying to kill you with his mind. He's just the barely concealed rage.
I'm gonna wave at him and wink.
I give him a nod.
Too bad we fried his death gaze when we fried his brain in the robot race.
Can I keep my cool face on? My chill face?
Absolutely.
I'm going to smirk at him.
He
starts
walking over to the lot of you.
Okay.
What does he want?
You're just in time. Welcome back.
Thanks.
He points at Wook and Tiku. Are you ready to come with me?
No.
Why we come with you?
Well, you're so eager to kill people around here, I assumed it was your way of volunteering for the gladiator ring.
I actually kind of like the sound of the gladiator ring.
Yeah, this might be more your guys' style than the robot race.
Sounds better than robot racing.
Yeah. How's the gladiator ring work? Teams? Free-for-all?
You may form teams if you like.
Are you going to be
team
in it?
Team-for-all?
No.
What's the point?
Well, the Cog brothers are quite upset that you killed their cousins. They'll be in there.
That's not the big one, is it?
They're all the big one.
You got a good point.
You mean bigger than the big, big one we saw?
They're Gamorreans. They're all big.
Oh, no. We saw one that was, like, 3 Gamorreans in size. It was the mama pig.
That's so racist.
They're pigs. Please call them pigs to their faces.
Great. Well, they would quite like to fight you. Ah, I don't know if your friend is into killing fellow Rhodians, but one of our champions is his kind.
Doesn't sound fair. You name at least 3 people that us two have to go against.
It is teams against each other. So, presumably, they will be fighting each other as well.
I'm kind of up for it.
Yeah, I'm up for this too. This sounds like great fun.
Awesome. We're taking Jag too. Alright!
Brilliant.
I'll come with you to spectate, but they have less hit points than most Pokemon characters, and that's all I'll be doing.
Yeah, I'm not really much for combat. Well,
Quarren, if you won't join in, can we take your droid?
Yeah. I guess. Rex, you be a good robot, and you kick some tail, okay?
Good thing you didn't get him that heuristics thing. He probably would be pissed.
Alright, since we're picking teams, I also want Darga. Jargo? What's his name?
Darga?
Yeah. Because no one's going to shoot at him.
You are asking him to fight?
I don't think that's how it works.
Fine. We just lost the best shield here.
You could ask him, and he'd be either really insulted or think it was hilarious.
What's the worst that could happen?
He could have us killed for the insult.
We're going into a killing gladiator arena anyway.
But we're gonna win. We have hero levels.
Sounds about right. I want to point at a random person there and have them on our team too.
You!
No.
Like, I mean, there are people around you have a good idea can fight. For example, there's a Quarren that Bleepdoop is friends with.
Well, we're not really friends.
Well, acquaintances with.
I think the 3 of us got this.
You know, Wait, are you bringing Rex with you?
Thought they were.
And how big can teams be?
Yeah, 4 of us.
There's 5 people in the arena already. The largest team in there is 3 people.
Oh, if we go bigger than the biggest team, then they might gang up on us.
Then we're the target. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to put Rex into harm's way. He's my buddy.
He's a robot. Yeah, I know how to fix him. It's fine. I've done it before.
What if he dies?
Fighting is what he's built for.
It's a lot easier to fix him than people.
I know. Rex, I promise I'm not using you.
Yeah, I fixed him before and I can do it again.
Just using you for sport, but I'm trying not to be a bad person about it. Oh well. Fine. Oh, make it worth my while. Like, make it worth my while, yeah. Do you win anything for this gladiator stuff?
There is a prize. You are also welcome to place bets.
Bets?
I bet everything I have except for 1 credit. You gotta save 1 for good luck. This is to the death, right?
No. But you've been told it is a stunning affair, although people have died there before.
I don't have a stunning weapon.
But you're not going to mention that before the fight.
What the heck? There weren't stunners in the colossal closet?
Can he use, like, a gaffy stick or whatever?
I'm sure he can be equipped with some sort of stun baton.
Go to town. They don't need those appendages anyway.
That's true. Don't even tell him you have a lightsaber. Just whip it out once the fight starts and cut off an arm.
I'm whipping it out,
just,
all right.
Just open the fight with cutting off an arm.
Alright.
Or a head. Have
you guys
guy
play
out of the fight
so
right away.
Dirty. If you're going to play dirty, I'm not going to let you borrow Rex.
You already
I don't play dirty.
If we're going to play dirty, we can throw the fight and get a lot of money.
Ooh.
You don't think they'll let you bet against yourselves?
But I could bet against you.
Yeah, can I
have
a...
We're going to win anyway.
Person bet? Alright, fine.
I'm not going to throw the fight.
Alright, then I stick with that bet. 4,968 credits on us to win.
Okay, anyone else wagering?
I'm gonna take inspiration from Jag and do exactly the same thing, but with 3,769.
I like nice round numbers, so I'm just betting as much as it takes to get me down to 10.
Which is 5,346.
10,000, yes.
Oh,
I thought she meant 10 credits.
Yeah. Forget it.
Save 10,000 for good luck.
Right. Well, actually, are we going to be betting a lot? Because I kind of like betting. Maybe 10,000.
Well, we're
going to
win, so...
I don't, what I don't know
our
win.
I don't know if you're going to win. I'll bet
well,
1,500.
I mean, either we're going to win, or we're not going to be relevant to the storyline anymore, and we don't need to preserve funds.
Alright, exactly. Alright. Oh, gosh, darn
but
it.
Fight to be unconscious.
Well, we killed some dude's brother, and that's why they challenged us. I don't think they're gonna just
hold
stop once we're
yeah, they're probably gonna kill you if they get the chance, so you probably have to kill them.
So, just to be clear, who is going into the arena?
Tiku.
Okay, so Jag, Tiku, and Wok.
Yes.
And Rex.
Well, no, you have a three-party team.
Okay, that's fine. I guess.
Yeah, we don't want to throw attention to ourselves by bringing a battle droid and being the largest group and having lightsabers.
Well, it's a little late for that.
Yeah. Or it's going to be a little late for that.
Well, I want to see the other competitions before I bet. Can I check them out?
Absolutely. As you go to check them out, you can see that the Major Domo is also having words with them. There are three burly Gamorreans with vibro axes, and you can see that they have energy balls, which is literally just like a softball-sized thing that they throw and it explodes.
Oh, that's cheating.
There is a Rodian.
Is it just him by himself?
No, he is assisted by a battle droid.
Oh.
Unlike your... nice battle droid. It looks like this thing was thrown together from spare parts. But it does have a big old grenade launcher and a blaster carbine. Although, from what you can see from his belt, he does have stun grenades.
Okay. He's playing fair. That's cool. Props to you, dude. Are those the only teams?
It's the... three Gamorreans in one team, and the Rodian and his droid in the other.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet 10,345 credits. I'm not too worried.
On who?
On you guys. If you don't win, I'm gonna murder you.
We're not gonna win.
Really?
They're gonna team up on us.
You think so? Probably. I think you could handle them.
Sometimes I want to sabotage their grenades to blow up in their hands.
Is this CD Twi'lek talking to both of them or just the Gamorreans?
He talks to both groups.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. That's a bad omen.
He also points at us and laughs.
Okay. Well, Nom, how do you intend to sabotage grenades that they are wearing?
Wireless hacking.
they don't need to, like, go to the refresher station or at any point. They're just always wearing this stuff.
The fight's in, like, 10 minutes.
Ah.
Like, they're going down to the arena.
Might be able to hack the droid remotely.
Yo, dog, I can use computers.
I could do the equivalent of pickpocketing. I might be willing to give it a shot.
Okay. So you're going to try to pick this droid's pocket?
Or rather, I'll try to plant a virus in the droid and surreptitiously sabotage the Gamorrean stuff, the energy balls.
Okay. That is going to be extremely difficult, since you will need to be physically next to them.
Mm-hmm.
Messing with their shit while they are looking at you.
Exactly how difficult are we talking here?
They will get, like, a +10 on their perception, since they are standing in groups talking to each other while you're going to try to sneak up on them. Also, they know you're friends with the people going into the ring with them, so they already... when if they see you, they're already suspicious.
Uh-huh.
We can't.
I'm gonna go for
remotely?
It anyway.
Like,
well, not
Wi-Fi?
The energy, not the grenades. Is there a reason
the droid,
for
droid?
Droid, probably, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we should focus on that because that seems achievable, and we could make him sabotage their efforts and attack everybody else.
Maybe you should hire somebody with nothing to lose to shoot someone from the crowd.
Ooh, I like that. I bet all my money.
Can't hire shit.
Okay. So, Nom, if I'm understanding correctly, you're going to try to sneak up on this droid and hack him without him noticing.
Yes. If I can do it wirelessly, I'll do that. But if I have to sneak up, I'll do that instead.
You will have to sneak up on him.
Alright. Can I use the same stealth roll for the Gamorreans as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Force point for the that scoundrel thing that gives me +5 to skill checks.
Okay.
That was not bad. 31.
Okay, so as you are creeping up on this battle droid, the Rodian's eyes just start to follow you. He puts a hand on the handle of his heavy blaster pistol.
Would spending a force point make a difference to the add D6 variety?
Potentially, depending on how well you roll on that D6.
I'll do it!
You can do it, man! I believe in you!
I believe in you, too.
Alright, that bumps my result up to a 36.
Ooh.
Okay. You sneak up to this droid.
Yes!
I am Batman. Daddy walk. Alright, let's wreck his processor.
Okay.
wreck it, why can't sabotage it? Make it attack the others.
Yeah. That's... Okay. At least to me, that's wrecking it. It is no longer useful for its intended purpose. In fact, it's anti-useful. So use computers?
Yeah, I'm just looking up hacking a droid. In the droid section of droiding.
The droid of Namakan.
Modifying droids. Oh, that's not it. Okay, reprogramming. Alright, reprogramming a droid requires a use computer check against the droid's will defense and 30 minutes of uninterrupted work.
Aww. Can I just sabotage his grenade launcher so that it jams and makes the grenade explode in the launcher when he tries to fire it?
Yes. Roll me a mechanics.
With a potato in it.
Okay. That's, 22.
Okay. You put in a very basic obstruction. Down the barrel of this grenade launcher.
Mm-hmm. And now I want to modify the energy balls so that they're more fragile. And prone to explode in the user's hand when they throw them.
Okay. I'll use the same roll.
Awesome. Well, maybe awesome. Do I need to spend another force point?
No.
Awesome.
Okay. So, within 5 minutes, you were all lined up at the bottom of this arena. It's the same one they used for droid racing, although the, ramps have been removed.
Hmm.
So is there any kind of cover? Or...
No. Not really. It's a plain dirt floor.
Sweet.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Here's hoping we don't have to be doing the running and hiding.
Yeah. and the teams are arranged in... opposing sides of the arena. While you are standing at the bottom of the arena and those standing up top near Darga looking down, you can see the Major Domo whispers to Darga, who then, belches out some commands to his protocol droid. The mighty Darga, in his infinite wisdom, has decided he needs to be entertained to brighten his spirits. As such, today's battle will be to the death.
Woo! That was the plan to begin with.
Yeah, but that's not too surprising. Okay. Woo, I cheer. Woo. Woo.
I... make the motion of setting my rifle back on kill, because it was on stun before.
Of course it was.
Well, they're doing the proclamations and stuff. Can I go run up and start killing Gamorreans? I don't really care to start on their time. I got my own time.
It will be cheating.
That would so be what? Cheating. It's to the death. Oh, wait, does that mean we won't get money?
Oh, we'll get money if we kill
no.
them.
No, hey, you better not cheat, because I'm betting quite a bit of money. You gotta make Daddy proud. Gotta buy a new boat.
You are unclear about how much they are sticklers for the rules.
This I'm
is a crime ring.
Odd, I'm going for it. Rolled a 20. Darn.
Okay. Your weight was barely contained rage then.
Pretty much. Saving that 20.
Wait, what did Dan roll for?
See if I did it or not.
And rolling a 20 was bad.
I would have
thought a 20 indicates boom.
It even.
Ah, okay.
I'm gonna need you guys to roll some initiatives.
Oh no.
Surprise!
This comes up every time and I'm never ready.
I can do that. 70.
Initiative. Boom.
I'm gonna spend a force point at a D6. Right?
Okay, yep.
Something.
I got a 26.
So...
Nope, no, I got a 27.
I have a 23 after the force pointing.
I can't do math, so it's a 27.
Okay. So, the Majordomo proclaims, "Begin!" And Tiku is
yes.
First off the mark.
I'm really debating whether I should start the fight by sniping the Majordomo. What do you guys think?
It's up to you.
I think audacity has been the rule of the day for at least a half a session now.
No, I'll aim for the surliest looking of the Gamorreans.
Okay.
And shoot him with my blaster rifle. What would this be? It's my base attack bonus plus my dex bonus, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a 22.
You hit him.
Ooh! I hope it's effective.
It's super effective.
I got 15.
It is still within 24 hours of Wook's destiny bonus, so it's still giving you a plus 2 to all your damage.
Oh, nice. So I got 17.
Oh, I forgot!
Oh, also, I gunned people down much more swiftly than because of the plus one from what's-her-name.
That just adds to skills.
Isn't initiative,
initiative
a skill?
Is a skill.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a 25.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference to the order. Yeah. Okay.
17.
Are you moving anywhere in this arena?
Is there anywhere that would be advantageous to move? Isn't it just like a ring of dirt?
Yeah, I mean, you right now you're against one of the walls. Basically, you could move in more.
No, I'll stay at the edge.
Even then, it's not very big. You suspect if one of these Gamorreans gets moving, he could probably reach you. Maybe in two rounds.
Right, well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so...
Okay. Jack.
In other news, everybody else gets a plus one bonus to reflex defense because I shot someone.
Okay.
So just remember that.
Sweet.
How hurt did the dude he shoot look?
Not very.
I will shoot him in the face. Twenty.
That is a hit.
Woo! Points of damage.
He looks like he is dying, but from just his expression and his demeanor, it doesn't seem like he's noticed. It doesn't seem to be slowing him down at all.
Alright. And I guess I'll sort of try to spread out from the other people, but not get closer.
Okay. Tiku, this other Rodian, without hesitation, whips out his blaster pistol and levels it at you and squeezes off a shot.
What the fuck, man?
Okay.
Just challenge him to a duel. I'm not sure why you're surprised.
Oh, shit, son.
You're hurting for certain.
That's a crit?
That doesn't sound good.
So that is a crit, which I believe does double damage.
Crits do! Yeah, crits hurt, man. You might not be okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure on that. Not screw you. I'm pretty sure it does double.
It does. Pretty sure, too.
But he's going to get a 3 for damage, so it's all good.
Oh, that's good.
I think he already rolled. Damage.
Come on, be a 3.
That is 32.
Doubled or after doubling?
That is after doubling.
Ow. In all the ways, I would say ow.
Are you still standing?
It's higher than my damage threshold, but it's not higher than my hit points.
Okay, so you go down one on the condition check, so you take minus one to everything forever.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, you want to know it's really terrible? This dude is a scoundrel who has the Fortune's Favor talent. Whenever he scores a critical hit with an attack, he gets a free standard action.
Oh, you're gonna die.
But he's made his point, so he will aim this one at Jack.
Oh, I hate points being made.
Oh, that is an 8.
That does not hit.
Yeah. It was on the backswing from shooting Tiku in the face, so... You know, cut him some slack.
Oh.
The Gamorrean that you have been wailing on starts bearing down on you guys.
Oh shit.
As he is running, his energy ball starts bouncing against his side and explodes. Takes a sizable chunk out of his leg.
Wow.
But he is still running. You can see the muscles moving and shifting under where his skin used to be as he pumps his hamstrings towards you. But it will take him a bit to get within chopping distance of his vibro axe.
Who brings an axe to a gunfight?
Gamorreans.
Gamorreans.
His buddy follows suit and similarly blows up.
That's not suspicious at all.
Look, there were some Gamorreans bearing down on you.
That's fine. Can I get to the Rodian and kill him?
It would take you, 2 rounds of running, unless you have some way to make yourself faster.
Force jump.
Well, I have surge. Yeah.
For Zoom.
I'll surge. Do a check for that. Nineteen.
Okay. So your speed increases by 4 squares?
Yep.
Alright, you will have to double move, but that will bring you right into his face.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Alright. He is surprised as you start running, blow right past the Gamorreans.
Oh yeah. It's Rodian's mine.
And just bear down at him. At the moment, you don't have any exposed weaponry, right?
Right.
You're just running at him?
Yep.
Okay. This droid takes several steps away from you and the his Rodian friend and starts lobbing a grenade out of his launcher towards... let's go with Jag.
Alright.
Rather unfortunately for him, though, it explodes in the barrel.
Woo!
Okay. You can tell in the aftermath that that grenade launcher is totally trashed, and he just throws it aside and reaches for his blaster carbine. And it seems like he certainly took some shrapnel from that explosion. Okay. The remaining Gamorrean, with surprising delicacy, plucks his energy ball and just tosses it away. And then starts walking towards... You know what? He'll go for Wook. Because Wook is closer.
Okay.
Tiku.
So this Gamorrean is still charging?
Yes.
Well, two of them.
Yes. One of them is almost dead.
What is a swift action as opposed to attacking?
It's an attack, a standard action, a move is, moving, or climbing, or jumping, or any of that. A swift action is a very incidental thing, like switching your weapon from kill to stun.
So can I do that in addition to attacking?
Yes. Yeah, you get all three of those actions every round.
Okay, I have a talent from Commando that I want to use. I can make a DC 15 knowledge tactics check, and if it succeeds, I know who in my line of sight is reduced to half of their maximum total hit points.
Okay.
Or less.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that.
I rolled a 17, and my knowledge is positive, so I think it's good.
Alright, the only one half or below is the heavily injured Gamorrean that you guys have shot multiple times. Everyone else is above half.
Oh my god.
That does not include player characters. I don't know where you guys stand.
I was hoping the droid, at least. But okay, nope. I'll just attack the almost dead one then.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, Jesus.
And I got an 8, a 7, and a 7. So that comes out to 15 and 7. 22? Plus... Is the plus 2 from Wook added before or after doubling?
Before.
Okay, so 24. 48.
God, he...
Did you add half your level to your damage?
Nope. Is that a thing you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Oh, I guess it's 50 then.
A little blaster hole goes in him, and a basketball-sized hole explodes out the back. And he hits the ground with a tumble. Letting out, you're not sure if it's a horrific grunt or if it's just gas escaping from his new, exit.
That is an unattractive sound.
Hopefully the others will take that as an example.
Is there cheering in the crowd?
Yes, the crowd goes wild.
Yes!
Boom.
So if there's a crazy guy in the crowd who's going to shoot people, he'll be on our side.
I hope so.
What?
Or hopefully he won't be trying to even the odds.
Jack.
Oh, that's true.
Who looks more injured, the robot, or... I don't know if anyone else has taken damage.
The other Gamorrean heading towards you guys has taken damage. They both look about the same. They're scuffed up, but not significantly injured.
Alright, I'm gonna shoot the Gamorrean since he's getting closer.
Okay.
Eighteen?
That sounds good.
Hope it's
actually
good.
That is not good.
Oh.
You singe his hide as he's bearing down on you.
What a whore.
Not deal any significant damage. Yes, yes indeed. He's in.
This is awful.
We'll keep circling the ring so that we're not all standing next to each other.
Okay.
This is terrible.
I lost my place in the book.
We were fighting the Gamorreans and the robot.
I think they were winning. I think everybody was almost dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we were basically just cleaning up.
Rodian has a dude in his face.
Oh, it's good. Thank God.
Yeah, he does.
He will just stick his blaster right at your chest and fire at you.
Do I, get an attack opportunity?
No, not unless he aims.
Ah.
Yeah, ranged attacks do not automatically grant them, grant AoEs. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean.
Yep.
That is a mere 13 against your reflex defense.
Aww. He misses.
Okay.
That's awfully sad.
Yeah. You shove his arm away and his shot just buries into the dirt floor.
Or who you think you is?
Okay. Turns out... the Gamorrean bearing down on Tiku is not very happy that you just murdered his brother.
I couldn't imagine why not.
Yeah, you know, it was a fight to the death. What did he expect? To live?
Yes, to win, actually.
Well, joke's on him.
He bears down on you, vibro axe at the ready, and... at the end of his run, it comes down in a big arcing swing.
Oh, goodness gracious. But he trips.
That's only a 13.
Oh, he trips.
Okay. He stumbles and cleaves a big chunk out of the wall.
Good.
Okay. He doesn't seem very happy with you. In fact, it seems like he wants to murder you.
Jag, little help here.
Wook.
I'm gonna...
I'm working on it.
Draw my lightsaber and try to kill the Rodian.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah, they do. I know what they like.
And there's a lot of... Those of you up in the spectators can hear the rampant speculation as to whether this guy is a Sith, a Jedi, or a Jedi killer.
All three. Alright,
are they taking bets on that? Can I... Oh, I don't have credits left.
Yeah, one.
I think we're busy. You can't bet right now.
I have a 23.
You're not spectating, you can't hear this. Alright.
You have a 23 to hit him, you said?
Yep.
That is quite sufficient.
Alright. 17 damage.
Hits him rather substantially hard.
Oh, yeah.
He is not a hale and hearty fellow. You don't think he intended to be in close combat.
Sweet. Next hit, I'm going for one of his eye stalks. They have those, right?
No.
He will.
Okay. His droid companion is somewhat dismayed at this appearance of a lightsaber killing his friend boss.
Friend boss.
He no longer has his grenade launcher, but he can still fire at you with a blaster carbine.
Okay.
That's a 17.
Does he have that precise shot thing for shooting into melee?
He does not.
Okay, he would need a 27 then.
Okay.
Bullets ain't no thing for you.
You do rather unfortunately have a Gamorrean who is about to plant a vibro axe up your colon.
It's not much I can do about that one.
You could run away. You have a movement skill, right? Movement thing.
Yeah. He bears down on you from the opposite side as this Rodian, displaying a somewhat primitive understanding of tactics. And he is looking at... A 20.
Crap. Yeah, my AC is 17.
Okay. Oh, sorry, it's 22 because he's got flanking. That is 30 damage.
Aww.
As this axe just connects with your spine.
Don't like any of that. Still up.
Hey, there's stuff going on in chat. I would like the people in the spectator stands to make me perception checks.
Oh my god, I get to participate?
Yeah, this is a setup.
Oh yeah, Mary, we're gonna murder you pretty hard. Well, let's see if I'm observant today.
Are we still getting that plus
ooh,
one thing?
Ooh!
Yes.
Yes. Wait. I wanna spend a destiny point. To make that attack.
Okay.
That's a thing I could have done?
Yeah.
I'm gonna use
and
a
it's even
point.
After it's resolved.
Okay. You duck underneath the blow, and it just swings over your head. It, you know, cuts into the back of your shirt.
Oof.
You suspect it would have hurt a lot.
Yeah, it would have. Got two more of those bad boys.
I should look into this destiny point thing.
They're pretty great.
Yeah, they are. You can do an auto crit.
Whoa.
What's up?
Auto crit.
So, what were the results of these perception checks?
27.
I got a 19.
Hey, both of you see Igrindimos, the major domo, make a subtle motion of his hand and head towards Jag. Oh,
my
that's
brains.
Not good for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm assuming a 35 beats your fortitude defense.
Typically.
That's no good.
No, it's not good. And almost as if he's pulling the strings on a puppet, Jag just falls over backwards and takes, that's many, 23 damage.
Ow.
My damn robot race put a virus in your brain.
As just this invisible wave of force just collides with your ribcage.
Oh. I think we found the force user.
I think so too.
He was in the room when you searched for force users. You did not detect him. Well, the two people who checked, you did not detect him as a force user. You did detect another force user several floors down.
Shit.
Bleep Doop, having seen this, you were assuming that he managed to hide himself from your detection.
Oh, okay.
Which probably indicates he's better at this than you.
Yeah, that's not surprising, considering I can charm beasts.
When you started, like, a week ago.
Oh, actually, I have Force Blast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Blast him.
Can I do that discreetly?
You can attempt to.
I guess that's a no, huh?
No, it's dependent on your,
I have an idea. Are there animals around?
Do they come on and count?
No, they don't.
I'll take birds. I'll take bugs. I don't care.
You know there is an aviary in this place, but the birds are not in this room.
There's got to be rats or mice in this place. They can't keep it that clean.
I'm sure there's vermin around. And you can absolutely attempt a force slam on the sly. It's just going to be on the basis of your deception check.
Oh, what's my deception? I don't have it.
Here's a force point, or something.
I guess I will attempt.
So you have a bonus.
I do have a bonus.
Force
points
are like candy. We get so many each level.
That's not really true. Anyway, I will.
If you don't use them, you'll lose.
It is true.
I like to hoard my Artha. Okay.
But if you don't use it,
you lose it.
But it's
not Artha. It's force points.
In any case, I will try to. Charm Beast doesn't mean I can tell them what to do. That's Command Beast, right? Or is that only for big ones?
Charm Beast, I believe, makes them friendly towards you.
I can't be like, go get them! That's not a thing.
You can, but they probably won't, like, fight to the death for you.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I guess I'll do that then. I would like to charm Vermin to attack this man as a distraction.
Okay.
Can I do that discreetly? That's a better question.
Almost certainly. I'm going to go read the text of Charm Beast.
Okay! Charm Beast.
Yeah, make me use the force check, please.
Oh, Jesus. Use the force. Let's see what I roll. A 21! Hey!
Okay. You spy a little, it looks like a giant rat, only it's got quills on its head and back. And big, sharp buck teeth.
You're adorable. I'm gonna call you Gerald. Gerald, will you do me a favor? How about you just really bother this guy? Don't get yourself hurt. And I'm going to go and try and mess up his chi. I would like to talk to Gerald.
Okay.
Discreetly.
Yes. Roll me a deception. I mean, people aren't going to know what you're doing. It's just a matter of whether or not they notice you talking to this rat creature.
Oh. I've rolled a 13.
Okay. It's not that hard because almost all the eyes are on this fight to the death.
Okay.
You don't think anyone has noticed you. And your friend Gerald will go for the major domo as you have requested of him.
He's the force user, right? No.
Yes.
Fantastic. And then I would like to force blossom. That's my sound effect for force blast.
Okay. Well, you will have to wait until next round to do that.
That's cool. Gerald has to get into place anyway.
Yeah, I just want to shoot the major domo.
Oh, you're just going to straight up shoot him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm debating whether to use stun or not, though.
Or not.
I'm going to go with not.
Yeah.
If you use stun and beat his damage threshold, he goes an additional one down the condition track.
I think once he's been shot at, he's not going to force manipulate Jag anymore, which is all I really want.
But he might force kill you.
I'm going to hide immediately after.
Stun damage also uses less dice, so less likely to overcome his damage threshold.
He uses less dice? Really?
Typically.
I thought you rolled the same amount and halved it for actual.
There are stun settings that usually it's one die less. So you're shooting him. Okay.
I am shooting him. I have a 20. Of the zombie abomination variety.
Okay, that hits him.
That's a fantastic roll. 17 damage.
Oof.
And I'm going to be inconspicuous in the crowd, because I'm short.
Yeah, you're going to need to make me a pretty good roll for that.
Good luck, dude.
Thanks. Because it was extraordinarily good luck. 40.
Ooh, wow!
Okay. Well, all eyes have turned inwards in reaction to this blaster of fire coming from within the crowd. And the major domo yelps. But people look around confused. Nobody seemed quite sure of where it came from or what's going on, if it was just a weapons malfunction, and everything's fine now.
It was a wardrobe malfunction.
No need to send anybody.
I'm glad I'm not just doing this for me. Okay. Tiku.
How dead is this Gamorrean looking?
The one next to you? Not very.
Oh.
That's the worst news.
I guess I'll shoot him. I really have no choice, otherwise I'm gonna get vibro-axed. Oh, well, that's bad. I rolled a 6. And I don't think I have enough bonuses for that to be...
To be 19 or higher?
Right. Well. Unless... Maybe I should spend a destiny point. Is that a thing I can do?
You can make it an auto crit.
Or no, maybe I should do that. I'll take it to the vote. What do you guys think?
To your destiny point.
You guys are in deep trouble, I think.
Yeah, also, if yes. I don't get my money back, I'm going to be really upset.
That's true. We got a lot of money riding on this. I want to use a destiny point to make it an auto crit.
Okay.
Hooray! I have to erase numbers, but first I'll... 7, 1, and 5. So 13 plus 2 from dude.
Plus 1 for half your level.
Plus 1 for half my level. So 16 times 2 is 32.
Are you adding half your level?
No. Oh, yeah, I am. But that isn't used for anything. Goodness.
You can see daylight coming out the back of him.
Great.
Yeah,
the most alarming thing about it is that he's still standing.
Oh, that is... little help, please.
Working on it.
Thank you.
Okay, Jack.
Alright, I'm gonna use... the shake it off second wind thing, so it's less swift actions, so I should be able to shoot still.
Okay.
So I go back up to normal condition. And what is it, my con score or a quarter, whichever is higher?
Yes.
And I'm gonna shoot that guy who should be dead.
The Gamorrean about to kill Tiku?
Yeah. Oh, natural 20.
This guy's having a bad day.
That's hilarious. 17 times 2. 34?
You just create a perpendicular line with the hole that Tiku put in him, and just his entire top half sloshes off.
Oh, awesome. Let me do the sound effect for this.
Okay, Zeta the Rodian is a little concerned about the maybe Jedi in his face. Which he has only one reaction to that, which is shooting. Rather unsuccessfully with a 15, I fear.
Hooray!
Okay, walk.
Thank God. I'm going full defensive.
Okay.
Yep. That's a standard action, so that's it.
I'm answering rules questions in the chat.
Oh!
Okay. Droid. Take a shot at Jag. Why not?
Ah, son of a bitch. Because I don't want to be shot at.
That's not a good enough reason for him.
Ain't that a shame?
Did he have this negotiation before shooting?
22.
That hits.
You sound so thrilled about that fact. On the bright side, he's not using his grenade launcher.
Yes, but I have evasion now. So we could miss with that, and I would be just as happy. That doesn't make sense.
16 damage from this blaster carbine.
Ow!
The unfortunate Gamorrean trying to attack a fully defensive Wook. Gets an 8.
No. Your rolls are so varied. I don't know what to do.
Keeping you on your toes.
Okay. Major Domo looks like he is moving to get up to some shenanigans when a hedgehog rat bites into his Achilles tendon.
Oh my god.
Bleep.
Gerald did a very good job. I'm gonna do force push. Discreetly! I can't do it discreetly now because everybody's on guard for shenanigans.
Well, everybody's watching him now. You think it would be very hard to create a ball of compressed air and debris that you hurl at him without being seen.
Oh, it's the worst. Well, I really can't do this discreetly?
It would be very difficult. You are free to attempt it.
Okay, what's the worst that could happen? I guess I'll attempt a force blast. I was going to ask how to do this, but I took a break instead. How do I use force things? Am I rolling a d20?
Yes, you were going to make a use the force check.
Oh, okay. What's my use the force? It is... +9. What? Okay. I got a 22. Hello?
Hi. Oh. Okay, you got a 22. Which
means
you deal 3d6 damage to him. Are you trying to blast him in a particular direction?
Ooh, if I could, I'd like to blast him into the ring. I think that would be fitting.
Absolutely. I mean, he's been leaning over watching the spectacle. So he is...
Sounds like I couldn't even avoid it if I tried. Oh, how unfortunate. 3d6, you say?
Yes.
Do they get any bonuses? Maybe one, because... Or is this an attack?
It doesn't use half level. You can spend a force point to add half level to it.
Oh. No, what about my bonus for my destiny ring of destiny?
Well, your skill check, you use the force check, get a bonus.
Yes.
And, you are still within the purview of Wook's bonus, so you get an extra +2 to your damage.
Oh, okay. I got a 10. That's not very good, is it?
The Majordomo yells as he is thrown over the edge into the arena, and then falls into an unconscious heap when he hits the bottom.
That means we get to kill him. He's in the arena.
Is Gerald still attached to his ankle?
Gerald goes flying through the air.
Then
he extends his little paws, and there are wing flaps beneath. Right for safety.
I wave lovingly at Gerald.
Every gun in this place starts coming out. Like, it seems that pretty much everyone is packing. Those who aren't start hitting the deck. But before that, no.
It sounds like our immediate problem is solved. And much as it might be interesting to escalate things further, I think I'll sit tight.
You're not going to hightail it out of here?
I was considering finding a set of speakers and making them play screams and sounds of blaster fire to start a panic, but no.
I think that's covered.
Yeah, I think we have those sound bites right here in the reel.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to watch, try not to get stepped on, and keep out of the way of any errant blaster fire.
Okay. A tall Trandoshan nips the blaster rifle and immediately levels it at Bleep Doop with clear intent to murder.
Oh,
I can't have any of that.
Is shooting him first an option?
You're a scoundrel.
Scoundrels always shoot first.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I can't let Bleep Doop get shot.
I'm an author!
19.
That's a miss. It soaks into his body armor.
Oh, no. Aw, oh, man. I might get my money, but I'm probably gonna be dead.
Assassins! Assassins! Save the doctor!
Can I try a persuasion, or is this not the time for that?
He's the Major Domo's bodyguard. So, you don't think he will be persuaded by... However, you are quite pleased when your friend, well, sort of friend, Sinar, just points his blaster pistol into the back of this Trandoshan's head and starts clicking it.
Yay!
Yeah, teamwork.
Unfortunately, he does not kill the Trandoshan in one shot.
Probably gonna die, guys. It was cool.
Well, now there's a new threat that's shooting him in the head. I think
can't Rex engage or something?
Rex has initiative!
Okay. Well, this Trandoshan is getting his shot off, and then everybody else can go nuts.
Shoot.
That is a 23 against your reflex defense.
Reflex, yeah, that hits.
That is 15 damage.
Ouch. Oh, I gurgle curses and tell Rex to kick ass.
Okay.
Where did my pencil go? So I'm down to 6 HP.
Oh my!
I assume I go down one on the conditions?
Does 15 exceed your damage threshold?
Damage threshold. Oh, damage.
It should be the same as your fortitude defense.
Oh, yeah, it's a little, yeah.
Okay, so yes, you go down one on the condition track, which means you're at minus one to attack, defenses, and all skill checks.
No, until I'm healed?
You can shake it off, which is... No, not shake it off. Yes, shake it off. Where you spend 3 swift actions, so essentially a full round, to go back up one. So that's easy to do between fights, or you can choose to sacrifice your action.
I'll do that afterwards if I'm alive.
Okay, so Rex is jumping in?
I would like him to, yes.
Absolutely. Would you like to roll for his attack?
Yeah, but before, what does auto fire do? Is that just a whole spray of
It's civilians? Area damage.
Yes, auto fire is area damage. The other thing that Rex can do is rapid fire, which is extra damage against one target, but it reduces your accuracy.
That's what I need to get.
Is that advisable? Well, he's pretty close, I guess, right? No.
Yeah, but he's packing some major armor.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone got a 19 and didn't hit him, so.
All right, I guess I'll just fire at him.
Okay.
Let's see. His base attack is 4. His damage. His bracers, rapid fire. Okay. I'm rolling 3d8s.
Well, first you need to roll to hit him, which is a d20 plus 4.
Plus 4, you say? A 20.
That unfortunately is soaked up by his armor.
Oh, come on!
Damn!
He's a level 5 soldier.
Oh, dude, we're fucked. I'm dead.
Well, he might turn on your dad's illicit relationship.
The good news is the other two Korins who were with Sinar have now realized that apparently they are against this guy. And one of them actually manages to connect. Okay. Darga starts yelling. Miga hunted you ah Nacha! This phlegm and spittle fleeing out of his mouth. He looks for his protocol droid to translate, but his protocol droid has hit the deck. Seems to be reconsidering his employment options.
What did he say?
You speak Huttese, don't you?
I do.
He commands everyone to stop fighting in his audience chamber. He will find the guilty party, and they will be put to death.
Well, I'm out.
Well, I'm not in his audience chamber, so.
Tiku.
Yes.
The Gamorrean that was in front of you is down. There are only 3 enemies left, and they seem to be basically engulfing Wook. Also, this Major Domo has fallen into the arena.
How dead is the Major Domo?
He seems to just be unconscious.
I'm gonna shoot him.
What the fuck?
Walk up and blow his brains out.
Yeah, you can stroll up to him and blast him in the face like it ain't no thing.
Well, I want to shoot him from where I am because I want to use 2 actions. I want to use my swift action and my move action to work toward shaking it.
Okay.
So I'll just shoot from where I am.
Okay.
Pew! What the fuck? I got a 1.
You miss an unconscious target. It strikes the dirt just short of him.
Well, at least I'm partway to shaking it.
Yes. You should be happy. It doesn't seem like anybody's watching the fight anymore. So, there are a few witnesses to that.
What a waste of a good fight.
Amen.
Jag.
Who can I shoot that looks like they're gonna shoot me if I don't kill them first?
The droid shot at you.
Shooting him.
Okay. What an asshole.
Yeah. I'm gonna use a force point and roll an extra d6 to try to hit.
Good luck!
That's 14 plus 3 plus
closer.
5. What? 22?
That is exactly what you need.
Woohoo! Oof. The damage is 5 and 7 is 12 and 1 is 13 and half level's 1. 14. And the thing from Wook, 16.
Okay. It's plus 2. Oh, yeah, 16. You're right. He's hurting for certain.
Yes. That's how I like them to hurt.
Robots are made of metal and brawn.
Initiating vengeance mode.
Oh, shit. Oh. Least turns favorite green. Robot mode.
Is vengeance mode self-destruct?
You are unaware.
He attacks his own sister, putting him into the situation.
Okay. Rodian takes his shot at Wook. That's all he's got. I don't think rolling a 2 is going to do it.
Aww, poor guy. I know that feel. Feels bad, man.
I don't know, is his bonus 35?
Yes, actually.
No!
No, it's not. Wook?
Oh, I am super defensive.
Okay.
I will sit here and let those two take them out.
You were the eye of the storm.
Yep.
Okay. The droid draws forth one of these frag grenades that's designed to be shot out of the launcher and just charges down at Jag and tries to just smash it into your face.
Ouch!
Wait.
That is only a 13, though.
That misses.
Okay. You duck and he slams it over your head, but it's still in his hand, and it seems like he is intent on using this as a bludgeoning weapon.
Oh, I was hoping it would explode.
Not till it connects with your face.
Ah.
Hey, melee attack for 24 against Wook from the remaining Gamorrean.
Pretty close, but no.
Just block it with your lightsaber, like it ain't no thing. Over the back.
Block it with my toes. I'm all defensive.
Major Domo is unconscious. Bleep doop.
I really don't want to die.
You probably feel this place thing is about to tear itself apart.
Can I run away really fast? Find cover, maybe? Hide?
Well, you're probably not going to hide successfully since everyone is looking at you, but you can definitely, you know, find something that will provide you total cover, you know. Oh, dive behind a solid piece of furniture.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
Okay. You push your way through the civilians who are offering you no resistance and hide. Let's go with on the far side of Darga's throne. It seems like a spot people are not very likely to shoot at.
That makes sense. He's a little bit important.
Nom?
Well, Bleep Doop's on the run. But this guy shot her. I'm gonna keep shooting him.
Okay.
Because yeah. I don't know what Darga said. That's a 24.
24 is a hit.
Oh, wow!
Rather poor damage, though. 13.
Okay.
Oh, and I might as well stealth.
Alright. I believe you take a significant penalty because you just
minus
shot.
Minus 10.
Okay.
Well, 24 after the penalty.
Okay.
I'll duck down and shoot from between people's legs and then hide behind them afterwards.
Okay. The Trandoshan calls out in basic, 200 credits to whoever helps me kill the Quarrens. All of them.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you can outbid him easily.
Yeah, get in a bidding war. 300 credits. Kill the Trandoshan.
God, that's true. I want to do that.
I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah, talking's a free action. You can jump in.
I'll do it.
What is your counter offer?
How much do I have to spare? After briefly looking at my data pad, I pipe up. Yeah, I'll give you 300. No. 400 for whoever kills that guy.
Much easier than killing armed Quarrens. Plural.
Yeah, there are so many of us. This guy doesn't stand a chance. Can I pop in my persuasion, or is that not necessary?
If not necessary, it's a purely monetary equation. Your number is bigger.
It's true.
But he does shoot. The Trandoshan does shoot Sonar.
Oh no.
Gets him pretty good in the chest, actually.
Oh, no!
Rex gets to take his shot.
He would like to. He would like to. He rolls a 22.
That's a hit.
And for attacks, he gets a 12.
So he does 12 damage, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Darga calls out in Huttese to kill the intruders, kill the Quarren, and kill anyone involved in hurting Igrindimos. He then realizes that almost no one can understand him and reduces himself to repeating it in basic.
Uh-oh.
What? We're all gonna die!
Yeah, we're pretty boned right now.
This is terrible.
Luckily, nobody was watching the fight to see me shoot it. Doodle.
And miss miserably? I saw that.
I didn't.
Wait, he said kill the intruders. What intruders? Is that us?
Yes.
We were invited!
You found yourself uninvited.
That's not me and Wook, though, right? We're cool.
You don't know. It's unclear at this moment. There seems to be a lot of room for interpretation.
Yeah, you know, shit's hit the fan. It's,
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Sonar and his fellow Quarren assassins have started, firing at the Trandoshan, although they do so rather ineffectually this round. Sonar calls out, "The female is Bleep Glorn's daughter, and he says to burn this place to the fucking ground!"
Awesome.
blasters start firing in all directions to the point it's no longer clear who is on what side, if there are sides. Tiku.
Is there an exit from this ring?
There is. It's closed. You don't think it's locked.
I don't think somebody's gonna open that.
The other option is climbing up the wall to the audience chamber. Your friend Wook is also surrounded by a Rodian and a Gamorrean intent on killing.
You should put friend in quotation marks.
I want to shoot the Rodian.
No, Tiku and I are tight.
Yeah, I gotta make my message clear back to him.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna use a destiny point to make it a crit.
Okay. You know you only get one of those a level?
I still have one left.
Okay.
So I got...
I like
okay.
your thinking.
I got 14 from Dice and 2 from Dan, or Wook. So that's 16. Plus half my level is 17, but I'm... Oh, can I finish shaking it?
Yes.
Okay. Can I do that before I shoot?
Yes.
Yay, I'm not poisoned anymore. Is shaking it off the thing that gives hit points back too, or is it just the condition track?
That's the condition track. Second wind is the thing that gives hit points back.
Does that take actions too?
It does. I believe it takes 2 swift actions, and you can only do it once a day.
Oh, well, it's too late for that. I got a Rodian to kill. So 17 times 2 is 34 points of Rodian blasting.
Your blaster rifle goes directly through the center of his forehead, and there's just a tiny wisp of smoke as he almost whaps down to the floor dead.
Good.
Why you do?
You shot first.
Jack.
I'm gonna... shoot this motherfucking robot in the motherfucking grenade.
You're shooting for the grenade?
Nah, I'm just gonna shoot him.
Okay.
That's probably a miss. I needed 22, yeah?
Yes.
I did not have 22.
Okay. You can still spend a force point if you want.
That's not gonna help.
Okay.
I should use force points, huh?
No, just keep using destiny points.
Those are a lot less renewable.
Rodian is dead. Look, you have one opponent left to you. This Gamorrean.
He's a hard one, though.
Are you got this?
We each killed one already.
Yeah, but this guy does 30 damage a hit, not crit.
Really?
Yep.
He's Python.
Well, you can keep being defensive then, and we'll just mop up after we're done with robot problems.
Yeah. Actually, no. I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna try to break his axe.
You were sundering?
Yes. I'm making you look it up.
Yes, you are.
It's hard.
Looking it up or doing it?
Doing it.
Be a good destiny point for a crit on it.
I highly recommend it. It works spectacularly.
Could you destiny point for a crit on this axe?
Why bother? Just destiny crit for a point in his nose.
If I break the axe, he can't really hurt me.
No, he's got fists.
Thanks, Index. I didn't need to know where Sunder is.
Maybe it's,
It's well, right where Disarm is. Like one... something.
Okay.
112, I think?
It's that's somewhere beautiful. In the book.
Nah, that's Destiny. That's where all the actions are.
Yeah, I'm in the standard action section.
Right, I'm at Disarm. It. Yeah. I see Disarm.
Yep. It's, okay, before they that. Don't... Attack an object.
Yeah, they don't call it Sunder, which is why I can't find it. Attack and, yes, a held carried a worn object. Okay. With the 10 plus the object size modifier plus the reflex defense of the holder. Wow, that is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
Good luck!
Can okay. I use a destiny point for that?
Yeah, you can.
I will.
You split his axe down the middle, both horizontally and vertically. Rendering it completely useless.
Twice.
And I'm gonna taunt him a little. Exactly. That's how his mama liked it.
Terrible.
His droid swings wildly with his grenade at Jag's face and misses yet again.
Yeah.
The Gamorrean is going to try to lay out Wook with a punch. Which... 19.
Damn it.
Don't forget the plus one from me shooting at people.
Yeah, it still hits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you spend a force point to add to your defenses?
No.
You do get an attack of opportunity because he does not have unarmed combat.
Sweet.
Boom.
Ooh, roll a 19. I definitely hit. And I rolled max damage.
Nice.
26 damage.
Wow. I like them apples.
Okay, he connects to your face for 2 damage, but rather unfortunately leaves the arm behind.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
2 damage? And this guy calls himself a Gamorrean?
He fights with the fucking axe. Oh wait, I forgot to add his strength modifier. So, 5 damage is a little less pathetic.
Okay.
Okay. Major Domo's unconscious. Bleep doop.
Hi!
You are hiding behind Darga's throne. Are you going to do anything else?
Were people shooting at me still?
No. You seem to be in pretty much the safest spot.
Okay. I guess I'll work towards shaking it off then.
Okay.
Good idea. Yeah. And I would also like to be, like, Rex be my buffer. I would like Rex to be my buffer.
Okay.
That's about
it. That on his turn, so you can contribute your entire round to moving one up the condition track and do so.
Woo! Fantastic.
Nom?
Darga's on a repulsor sled? Like the one Jabba had?
Yes.
I wish to sneak over there and overload the power supply to first electrocute Darga and then set the repulsor sled on fire.
Wow!
I don't like it when people order my execution.
Make me a mechanics check.
Uh, That is a 21.
Okay. You connect all the wires together. Ground wire, don't need that. Then you hype it up into maximum power, and electricity starts coursing over Darga.
Oh my lord.
Okay. Trandoshan shoots at the Korins, not terribly successfully. Rex?
We'll continue shooting at the Trandoshan. We'll see how that turns out. I don't like this guy shooting at me. It's not a thing I like. 8. I don't think that hits.
No. Okay. Sonar and one of his Korin friends take down the Trandoshan in a hail of gunfire.
Hooray!
It seems like someone has interpreted Sonar quite literally as there are fires being set on the furnishings.
I'm a trendsetter.
People who are civilians or otherwise want no part of this begin streaming towards the exit, but bounty hunters, assassins, Gamorreans, and assorted sleazeballs are firing upon each other with no clear allegiance.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Tiku.
Yes.
You are up.
I want to shoot the robot.
Okay.
With my blaster. Phew! Oh. Yeah, I missed.
Okay. Jag.
Gotta murder me some robot.
Okay.
Whew, that should be successful. After I spend a force point, because I can do math.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
Using force points like candy.
It's the only way to do it, really.
Yup. So that's... Math, why are you hard? 3, 4... 25 total.
He explodes.
Yeah!
You get a few, you know, bolts and bits of metal pelting against you, but they don't hurt significantly. Wook. In this particular arena, it is just you and this Gamorrean remaining in combat. He seems like he is in a bad way.
I'm gonna finish him. Or maybe not. 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yay.
Woo!
19 damage. Oh, 21. 21 damage.
That makes the difference.
It was my plus 2.
A straight thrust through the heart, and down he goes.
Like his mom.
Zing.
Hell.
Okay. Alright, so is our battle over?
Yes. Well, unless you guys want to go kill the Major Domo, he's in the arena with you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a race to go murder this guy.
Okay.
Alright. It's up to you, too.
I casually would like to, but if Wook's hurrying for it, then...
Okay.
You should flip a coin!
You get into a situation where it's like, after you! No, after you.
After the first, after you, I'm doing it.
Okay.
I like to turn off my lightsaber, put it against his ear, then turn it back on.
Monster!
So what's it like being the son of Satan?
Yeah, you can go ahead and take a dark side point.
I'm going to use 2 force points, and now I have no dark side.
Okay.
I'm a good guy.
You'll have to spend some time meditating on your actions, but you can easily do that on the ship out of here.
Oh, I guess I want to do the same with the force point and the dark side gone.
I also want to feel the Domo up and see what he's got on him.
Oh, gross.
We gotta get our money back somehow. I don't think we're gonna get it from winnings.
Why not?
I don't think the bookies stuck around for this.
Okay.
They live for this.
In addition to his robes, he has 300 credits, his personal identification, and very little else of value.
Lame.
He's kind of dead.
Okay. Up top, Bleep Doop, you can see that the throne you were hiding behind is now coursing with electricity and is starting to catch fire.
I really don't want to be near this anymore. Is this the... I forgot his name. Tamarunian?
Trendosian. He is dead.
Fantastic. I guess I'll stand up and brush myself off. Oh, scope out. Is anybody else trying to kill me?
It seems like the original cause of this conflict has largely been forgotten.
Fantastic.
The room has broken down into sides, with the Korans and some of the other bounty hunters and mercenaries on one side, and then some of the bounty hunters and the Gamorreans on the other.
But they're all just at each other, going nuts.
Yeah, it looks like the Koran side is winning.
Fantastic. I should learn some, like, traits or something and yell inspiration at them. But because I don't, I would like to find the bookie.
Okay, well, it was Darga taking bets.
God damn it. I guess I'll just loot his corpse. Unless he's unconscious.
Yeah. Well, you know he had a big trunk he was putting all the money into, so...
I'm just gonna take a lot of that.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to break it open, but...
I can't just tell Rex to hold on to it?
Yeah, Rex can take it for you and just carry it.
Okay, be a dear, Rex. Thank you.
Okay. Nom, are you interceding?
I think we lost him.
Oh, is he gone now?
John?
No, I just had my microphone muted accidentally. I said, good job, Bleep Doop. I was about to do the same thing.
Oh, birds of a feather. Are you okay? Are you dying?
I'm dandy. I'm gonna call the other folks on our comlinks. Who's up for getting out of here?
Alright.
I kind of want to go in the basement and find someone.
Well...
To the basement!
Fine. And I run off. The door for them? I mean, they're stuck in that room unless somebody lets them out, and it's not going to be the hut. I don't remember anybody's name. The worst ambassador ever.
Darga. Okay. Darga can see that he is drying out from the electricity, and then his skin catches fire, as well as his surrounding throne, and he is trying to pull his bulbous, disgusting body away from the source of the fire, and he ends up tumbling down into the arena.
Fair game!
I'll yell at him, stop, drop, and roll!
He is attempting to roll with some difficulty.
Are we actually going to kill Darga because he's in the arena?
He's a loose end.
That is my question for you guys.
Because that seems like what we should do.
He is a menace to society.
He's pretty much helpless at this point. Are you guys going to kill him?
Yes.
But...
Okay, we'll settle it.
Dun, dun. Killed.
Okay. So the Korins and their affiliated bodyguards managed to completely put down the opposing force.
Hooray!
A short while later, the contingent of Gamorrean guards that were downstairs come charging up, take a quick look at the surrounding, which is no sign of Darga or the Major Domo, and the place is on fire, and there are guns pointed at them, and they grunt what is, in your best guess, in Gamorrean, "We surrender unconditionally." They have their hands up, drop their axes.
Beautiful. Oh, it's like sore eyes.
Sonar looks at Bleepdoop for guidance on what to do with the prisoners.
We will! Oh,
wow, I am a noble and in charge of things. We could sell them as slaves and make a profit off of them.
You are into that kind of thing now.
Good call.
They probably fetch for quite a bit. It just seems like just desserts.
Weren't you just complaining about slavery like an hour
ago?
They
tried to kill us!
Not them.
Well, they tried to kill you.
No, we killed the ones that tried to kill us. They came in and surrendered.
I'll hold them as prisoners, that's fine.
Okay. Alright.
We could hold them in this palace that is burning down.
No, we can't hold them in the palace. We could, but they would die. Oh.
So the arena warriors make their way up in time to see these Gamorreans have been taken prisoner, and these bounty hunters and mercenaries are looting the dead. Even the dead on their own side.
Well, of course. Hey, are there any thermal detonators within easy grabbing distance?
I'm gonna say yes, you can find a thermal detonator.
Awesome.
I got mine from that storage shed. I really want to go to the basement and find that force user before this place is gone.
Okay, are you going down alone or are you taking anyone else with you?
I'm telling them I'm going downstairs to find someone.
Yeah, I'd like to join you, but I kind of want to locate the Imperial officer first if he's around.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The impression you got is that the Imperial officer had not arrived yet.
Okay, to the basement.
To the basement. Can I get hit points back first?
You can spend your second wind, which gives you your constitution score or a quarter of your hit points back.
Can I
render I'll treat you if you treat
medical
me.
Treatment upon myself?
Someone can use first aid on you with treat injury.
Do you have treat injury?
Yes, we can swapsies.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Alright, plus 7. I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of sick. I don't know if you noticed. Don't forget my plus 1, because I'm baller. I got you a 23. I hope you did something similarly for me.
I got a 22.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
I don't know what that means in terms of the amount healed.
I think we just succeed. Is that how it goes?
You get an amount. Back, it's... Let's see. Are you...
Johan.
Okay. First aid. It is a difficulty 15. The creature regains a number of hit points equal to your character level, plus 1 for every point by which the check exceeds 15.
Oh, wow. So... 8 plus 3 is...
11.
I'm sorry. I got you 11.
Well, don't feel bad, because I got you 10.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, this will get us going. I just don't want to be in any fights.
Got more than John still.
Really? How you doing, John? Do you need me to use treatment?
No, I need to roll better on my hit point rolls when I level. I haven't taken any damage. I'm just terrible.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, totally serious. Plastic.
I think Keg's pretty hurt too.
Oh, let's get this out of the way. You want some Misa to do it? I have a skill bonus of 7. What do you have?
Mine's also 7.
Don't all run at once to go help him.
Can we help each other with treat injuries?
Yes.
Alright.
Oh, shit.
Everyone administer medical aid.
One helper per test.
I rolled an 11 on my helping of you.
Oh, well, I got a 19.
Okay. His help adds a plus 2.
Add 2 to that.
Not bad. 21. We're all up in 20s up in here.
Okay. Pound surprise.
Do you get 9 hit points back? Okay. So, Wook and who else is heading down to the basement?
I am. And every time I say that, you can't see it, but I'm making gestures with a soup ladle. And then, onward motion.
I want to go to the onward soup ladle.
Yeah, how's Rex doing? Rex didn't get any damage, did he?
He sustained minor damage.
I'll help him and love him lovingly. Oh, we totally got the chest full of goodies, right?
Yep.
Alright, we gotta guard that.
These bounty hunters are expecting some compensation from it.
Do they expect that immediately?
You get the impression they are going to be following you until they get it.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. Well, I'll count it while we're on our way. Or maybe break it open.
Okay. Actually, as you set underway, the Dargus protocol droid starts to follow you and produces a key.
Oh, fantastic. You are just a bundle of useful.
Yes, about that.
Can we keep him?
No, I already have a boss.
Oh, snap.
Yes,
Switch. Yeah.
That is a very good guess. I have been placed here by our mutual friend, Switch.
Oh, beautiful.
When we got a private moment, I had something to tell you. But it didn't come up before you destroyed this place.
You know how we do. We party hard.
I hope the thing noticed. He was going to tell us was to destroy this place.
Did you want us to destroy the place?
Not particularly. Although I can't say I was very fond of Darga.
Oh, he's still alive, probably.
No.
No?
No.
Your lightsaber slipped.
Oh, yeah. I gave him, the most degrading animal-like murder ever.
Jesus. A bundle of joy you are.
Okay. Well, I have intercepted decrypted transmissions going out of here, and I have not managed to decrypt them, but I will transfer you the file.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. He transfers the file to Nom, so you have a copy of these encrypted transmissions.
Can I decrypt it as a swift action?
No, let's...
Give him some credit, jeez.
Oh, since you're here talking to us, what's in the basement?
Egrin Demos kept a secret prisoner down there. Darga was completely unaware of the prisoner's existence.
Sounds like the one I'm looking for. Are there any kind of keys we need or anything?
I have the codes.
Beautiful. I'm so glad you are a double agent for Switch. That just makes things so much easier.
Do you know anything about Darga's Imperial dealings?
I know his Imperial contacts are set to arrive tomorrow afternoon.
So far away.
Are they still going to come?
I don't think we should do anything to stop them from coming.
Can we bottle up the news of Darga's death?
Possibly. They aren't very well informed. They will probably land nearby and attempt to come discreetly in.
Super fantabulous.
Okay. The protocol droid, who is TC-663, but he refers to himself as just 66. He gives you the key, and you pop open the trunk and find about 15,000 credits in there.
Yeah, that's mostly mine. I mean...
Alright, you bet 10,000, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, you find 25,000 credits in there.
I bet nearly 5,000.
You find 47,000 credits in there.
Alright, I'm going to take double my credits that I bet.
I want to do that.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
You know, we bet high.
Can we all just do that? Like, just whatever we bet, double.
Okay. So you take double your money for the bet and then just drop it for these bounty hunters to work out for themselves?
Oh, I want to leave a nice cut for my quarren buddies.
Okay. Don't worry. We'll make sure he gets his cut.
Beautiful.
And you are pretty sure he will be calling your father shortly to get a bonus.
Yeah, that's probably gonna happen. Thanks for having my back, I guess. I guess you're gonna tell Dad, huh?
I think I have to.
Well, if you must.
It's not personal. I just lost a lot of business just now.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's no way I could persuade you to maybe not tell Daddy.
How many credits of persuasion are we talking?
Oh, gosh.
You said there was 47,000 minus the 33,000-ish for the bets. That's 14,000 left over.
Well, I got 20,000 in my...
I count as
that. By the way, when the smoke clears, there's only Sonar and one other Corrin. It seems their friend didn't make it.
Aw, oh, damn it. I can't do first aid, no?
He straight up died. Like, Shiza. While you were hiding.
Well, what's a good offer to make? I don't know how much owls go
whatever's
for.
Whatever's left in the chest.
How much is that?
Yeah. There's 6,000 left for everyone else, and you think anyone trying to take the whole thing would be brutally murdered by this cadre of scumbags.
Fuck. How about a nice solid 10,000? How's that sound for you?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay. I hand him 10,000. Man, I am just hovering at this number of credits.
Call me anytime you need services. I am always available.
Thanks! I guess I'll see you later. I run into you, don't be a stranger. Or maybe be a stranger. Okay.
Okay. So, this cadre of scumbags stops and starts arguing over how to divvy up their loot, but you leave them behind.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Good.
6-6 goes with you when you encounter the odd servant or remaining guard who did not get the memo. 6-6 tells them that you're on the level and you're cleared to pass.
Fantastic! I wave at my soon-to-be prisoner.
And you make your way down into the basement. 6-6 opens the door for you, and on a bed in a dimly lit room, you see an older woman. In fact, quite an old woman, hooked up to a life support system. Look, this person is familiar to you as Jedi Master Denaya.
Ooh.
You are aware that she was missing and presumed dead during the Clone Wars. When the door opens, you can hear her whispering in your head. Just a gentle, "Help me! I know you can help me!"
I help her, but I'm creeped out.
Okay.
Hi! Can I get creeped out? Is she especially creepy to me, too?
Anyone who's force sensitive can hear her.
Oh.
Taking a quick glance at her equipment, it looks like this medical equipment is keeping her in an artificial coma.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole place is this dank, dusty disrepair. And it seems like she's been here for quite a while.
What a terrible sex dungeon. Let's unhook her.
Wait, is that keeping her alive?
I would like you to make a treat injury check.
Brilliant!
Oh, we can all do that! I rolled a 10.
I got a 20.
Is 10 your total bleep doop?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank God she helped Tiku, so now he has a 22.
Of course.
Yeah.
Her eyes flicker open and they seem glazed over for a long time as her pupils try to adjust and focus, and she lifts herself up to a sitting position and looks around. Thank you. How fares the war? Has the Jedi Council sent you?
The war is over.
Awkward. And the Republic kinda won, but mostly lost. Separatists definitely lost, though.
There really is no Jedi Council anymore.
And you were probably raped.
A lot.
What are you... What?
You've been in a coma. Things happened. We're here now to help.
What do you mean the Republic lost? Where are the Jedi Council?
They're dead.
The Emperor betrayed the Jedi.
Emperor?
Palpatine. Oh wait, people don't know that, do they?
Spoilers!
No, they do.
Okay.
Well, he had Jedi declared enemies of the state and claimed that they tried a coup. But I mean, from the point of view of a Jedi, she fucking turned on you and had all your people killed.
Yeah. Take you to the dogs.
How many are left?
You and me. You're really the only other Jedi that I've come across.
You can just see her heart breaking.
I pat her on the shoulder and give her a there, there. There, there.
At least you're okay now. now you can start making a difference. Now you're fully operational. It's a joke. Because you're not a robot.
I sensed a dark presence when I was sleeping.
That was probably Major Domo. He's the one that had you trapped here. Did you say it could have been me?
What?
I have zero dark points. So it's probably Tiku and Jag.
I got rid of mine too.
Oh. Jag.
So, where are we?
Middle of nowhere. Some planet.
In the basement of the Hut Darga's mansion. The late Hut Darga, I should say.
What planet?
This was Cadonia Moida, was it?
Oh. It's not Dathomir. Oh.
That's where I was. I was here with Flo Kloon, and I remember a droid starfighter crashed and exploded, and then that's it. I have glimpses. I felt force users nearby, and the dark presence would come see me. How long has it been?
Years?
Galactic folklore.
Oh my god.
I feel like this is common knowledge, and or we were told when we started.
The battles on Cato Nemodia were like 2 years ago.
Oh, it's 2 years?
Yeah.
About two years ago.
Too much time.
So you said I was being held prisoner here. Do we need to escape?
Well, we kind of took care of that already.
Yeah, we can just walk out.
We busted you out! See, we totally knew you were here.
That's kind of generous.
Busting her out?
No. Generous with the truth.
Well, I did know some force user was here.
Oh, okay. Nom looks surprised and shuts up.
So, what now?
We should probably leave.
Yeah. You'll probably be safe where we're going. I mean, it's really heavy security. You're in good company.
Safer than here.
Definitely. You'll not be a prisoner, which is nice.
You'll be awake.
And you'll also not be in a coma. Yeah.
Or raped.
Yeah.
How do we know that happened? You guys are terrible.
Tied up to a bed.
Someone else asserted it, and then someone seconded it, so it's canon now.
So we're just going to walk out of here?
Yep.
We're going to
try.
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Everything.
She starts walking out.
Yeah, we did the hard stuff first.
Yeah. She seems to have nothing on her except some tattered Jedi robes.
Where's your lightsaber?
Not here? I have no idea.
Oh, let's check Major Domo's room.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I want to look for accounts and records and basically anything about the Imperial plot.
The fire's been put out, right? Like, it's contained, that entire palace isn't just going to burn to ashes.
Probably not. It's not really a flammable material. I mean, a lot of the furnishings upstairs are probably burned to cinders, and it's probably quite smoky, but the place is at no risk of really burning down.
Beautiful.
Okay, so you were going to turn over the Major Domo's room?
Yeah.
Make me perception check.
Oh no.
Bang. I'm gonna reroll because I'm a Rodian and I do that.
21.
I have. Ooh.
Don't forget your plus one for me, guys.
Ooh, girl.
So 19. I rolled a 7.
I rolled a 22.
17.
Okay, Nom. You find a hidden compartment, which, among other things, has a lightsaber in it. You also find a hidden holo projector in there.
So you have a spare for when Leap Dupes malfunctions. Great.
Is there anything saved on it? Can you access what it last transmitted, or who it transmitted it to?
Use computers.
Tack, tack, keyboard.
Yes. The last transmission was with an Imperial Star Destroyer named the Assidious.
Beautiful. That sounds familiar.
There is no name associated with who he called. It should sound familiar because it was the Star Destroyer in orbit around Felucia, which you knew was home of Inquisitor Drake. And as an Inquisitor, he is tasked with killing Jedi and all Force-sensitive people.
Oh, I don't want to die.
I don't suppose there's a recording of this call?
No.
Could any voicemail? Use computers to hack one?
If the recording doesn't exist, doesn't exist. You can't go back in time and create it.
But it could be, like, in the memory or something, but not an accessible file.
You start to dig into it and you find that they are encrypted transmissions. And very swiftly you realize they are the encrypted transmissions you've already been given.
Oh.
Cool. Yeah, I'll take that. I like taking things. Is there anything else worth taking in this room?
Okay. Not really. Denaya takes her lightsaber back.
How do we know it's hers?
It's not mine.
Lightsaber could be awfully useful.
Do you want my lightsaber as a reward for...
Although if you want to spend the time making all of us lightsabers, that would be fantastic. It's your prerogative.
You are not a Jedi. You could not properly wield a lightsaber.
I just want it for its tool-using capacity.
Properly.
It opens doors.
It does cut a mean hole through sheet metal.
Through anything.
There's no such thing as the Jedi Order anymore.
Again, you can see that she is visibly hurt by that.
Would you stop that?
It's gonna make her cry.
This poor woman alone!
The truth hurts.
But we're fighting against the Empire. We're on your side here.
She can decide that on her own. We should just leave her alone, take her back to the ship, let her get used to what's happened. She has 2 years to catch up on.
I will certainly come with you for now. I need some time to meditate and educate myself on all that I've missed.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to discuss this later. Right now, we have to pilfer his room.
Okay. You turn it over, and those are the major things you find.
Are there credits under his mattress?
Not a significant number. I mean, you could toss his petty change, but...
Never mind.
6-6 reminds you, weren't you planning on making this place look normal so you can intercept the Imperials?
I don't know if that's feasible since upstairs is charred.
I think we're gonna have to grab them when they land. The important thing is to make sure no transmissions are made.
Is there a way? Is there a scrambler up in here that we can hijack, maybe? That's a pocket scrambler. I mean, like a heavy-duty, super-duper mamba-jamma scrambler.
We have our communications room.
We could just go there and mess with stuff.
Let's go to the communications room. I think that's the next stop.
Hooray!
Okay. He takes you to the communications room. There is not a ready-made scrambler, but you think with some mechanical tinkering, you could probably modify what's there to block signals.
I know how to mechanics.
Are we really looking for a scrambler or a jammer?
Yes.
Ooh, a jammer. That sounds way cooler. I like jam.
Okay, so you want to make me a mechanics to jam transmissions?
Alright, who's leading this?
Sure. I don't know, I get a plus 7.
I have plus 8. Your bit.
You do it.
Yeah! Plus 1 from the bleep dupes thingy.
Bleep
dupes.
Mm-hmm.
I can help, I suppose.
I have 21 so far.
I successfully helped.
23.
Okay, you make yourselves a scrambler, or a jammer rather. You think you should probably not turn it on till close to when you need it to reduce the chances of someone going, what the fuck is this, tracking down the signal and shutting it down.
Dude, I'm glad all we right. have...
Can we rig up a remote access so we can just flip a switch
sure.
and have it go on?
Absolutely. Cool.
Are there any bank account codes stored in here?
You are looking for Darga's bank account?
Does he have a social security number?
I want to take over his businesses.
Steal his identity.
I would love to steal his identity. I'm not a Twi'lek, but I think I can make it work.
Would you like to make me an incredible used computers check?
Sure.
Use the destiny point and crit it.
Can you do that on skill checks?
What's yours, dude?
What, for computers?
Yeah.
13?
Dude, that's insane. Well, I'll help.
Also, I'm dropping a force point for plus 5 up front. Unless this is still the same encounter from before.
No.
I help.
I'm going to say it is a DC 40 use computers check.
40. Well, I
that's
got a 20.
Rough. I think I can only hit that with a roll of a 20. This
I
is
helped.
Not really worth. How many helpers do I get?
You can have 2 helpers.
Ooh, plus 4.
So that brings us to a 25% chance. I'll try it. We're about to level. I'll get my force points back.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Rolled a 19. So with 2 helpers, that's a 43.
Okay. So you break into Darga's personal accounts. You find he is a rather heavily invested gentleman. You only find 65,000 in loose cash, which you can transfer to your own accounts. You also find the electronic deed to a place called Cloud City on the planet Bespin. It's a Tabana gas mine.
Awesome.
Totally worth it. Oh my god.
Gotta change the name of that place. It's a little lame.
It's true.
Rainbow Town?
No.
So are you going to transfer that deed to yourself?
Oh yes.
Are we splitting that cash evenly?
I do think we're splitting the cash evenly.
Alright, so that's 13,000 each?
Holy crap.
Yes. And from what you can tell from the records, this Tabana gas mine has been funneling extensively to the Imperials, in exchange for credits and slaves.
Yeah, we can sell that somewhere else.
We can all buy Rexes.
Yes, we can.
I have as good as 23,000 credits.
Well, we could find out pull our money up and buy something awesome.
We could buy a ship?
Well, I mean, we could just kill our pilot and take the ship since we have no morals at all.
Well, that was a given from the beginning.
Some now of us have buy morals. A ship.
Yeah, I like having morals, actually.
Yeah, me too. But
I like wearing them.
I was just making us funny.
How much does a Star Destroyer cost? What's our end goal here?
Beautiful. Are we gonna buy a Star Destroyer? Why? Is that like construction costs or what?
Oh man, even a Corvette is 1.5 million used. Does Darga have any stocks? You said he was heavily invested.
He's heavily invested in his Tabana gas business.
How come Darga doesn't have a ship?
Let's corner that market.
Yeah, does he have a yacht?
He does not. He's a fairly novice crime lord.
Oh,
chump.
Hence why you were able to fucking murder him.
Yeah, we were.
We can afford a used X-Wing if we don't split those credits.
Nah, we'll split them. We can always pull them back together if we really need something.
Amen. 13, you said? 13,000?
Yeah.
One X-Wing we'd have.
Or we could afford a Starfighter and still have 5,000 credits to spare.
Okay. So what is your plan now?
I think grab all the hard copy and electronic records we can and prepare for the Imperial arrival.
Okay, how are you preparing for their arrival?
Does this place have an armory?
It has a meager armory in the guard barracks, which is mostly energy balls, a few stock blaster rifles, and vibro axes.
Can you rig up something with the energy balls, like a booby trap, when they get off their ship? Just boom!
Yeah. So, my plan is, when they land, I'll sneak aboard, disable the ship so they can't escape, and then we'll hit them with everything we've got.
With our best shots, you might say?
Well, I mean, do we want to just kill everybody, or do we want to talk to this dude?
We need some prisoners. I love prisoners.
Yeah, I propose stunning the officer and shooting or stunning everyone else as is convenient.
Oh, we could murder them. I mean, let's not even mince words here.
So, where are you planning on meeting them?
What's our best guess for where they'll land?
6-6 tells you that they usually land in the Zara spaceport in an unmarked craft.
Okay. Then, I think we should seal off the landing pit when we spring the trap, and then unload on them from the rim.
Sound good.
We can even bring the ship in and blast them with its turbo laser.
Ooh, I like shooting turbo laser.
Okay.
We'll prepare a fuel canister to, disguise yourself as the refueling crew. The fuel truck will spring a leak, which will give a distraction for me to sneak on board. Wait 2 minutes for me to disable their ship, then we shoot everything.
Okay. Well, you don't know which landing site they will land at. I mean, there are multiple areas of this spaceport.
All right, so we just drive the fuel truck to whichever one they're using.
Okay.
When they arrive.
All right, so you guys are completely abandoning this place?
Yeah, we'll ransack it for all it's worth, and then...
You've pretty much done that.
Okay.
Are there gems or something on display?
Is there spice?
Oh, I like spicy food.
You can get another 2,000 credits in gaudy jewelry if you, you know, rob Darga's corpse and private dresser and then pawn it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Just being resourceful.
Yeah. So are we each buying a IG-100?
I've not.
I don't know what that
thermal
is.
Thermal detonating.
An IG-100 is a General Grievous bodyguard robot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, smash cut to the next day. You guys are waiting at the
space...
Can we
get healed before? Like, I was at 16 hit points.
Oh, yeah. Is there, like, a...
If you got first aid today, you can only get it once every 24 hours.
Is there any other way to recover?
You can second wind once a day.
I'm going to do that, then.
I'll second wind.
Because we're waiting until tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll have my second wind.
I'm assuming all of us will be able to get to full that way.
What does second wind give me?
A quarter of your hit points or your constitution score, whichever is better.
So.
Yep, I'm at max. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm going to guess it's my constitution score. So. Still short.
How come Star Destroyers say they're not available for sale?
Because they're not. We'll just steal the Isidus.
Yeah, aren't we just going to kill this dude anyway? Or not this dude, but...
I just need 2,000 more credits and I can buy my own aluminum falcon.
What's the most... See, there's not any armor that's more baller than Stormtrooper. Well, actually...
Were there any regular grenades or just the energy balls?
There were frag grenades and stun grenades widely available.
Awesome. I feel like we've finally become commandos.
Yeah, that's what I've become.
Stun grenades will be really useful in this instance.
That's true. Well, here's the hoping.
Okay, so you wait and a small, somewhat inconspicuous transport ship lands in the spaceport. Being that this place doesn't see much traffic.
Are we going through with the refueling crew gambit?
Are you?
I think we should.
Sure.
So we're in, like, overalls?
Okay. I'm assuming by some combination of bribery, violence, and intimidation, you acquire what you need for your disguise.
Don't forget hacking.
Yeah.
And just regular old burglary.
Bodies fuel repair.
Are we doing the flyover with our own ship? Is that part of the plan, too? Is someone getting in the gun turret?
Oh. Part of me wants to be a migrant worker on the refueling pad, and part of me wants to shoot the gun laser.
I like the idea of shooting the gun laser.
Okay, you can shoot the gun laser, and I'll be the migrant worker.
I'll be the guy hiding in the cardboard box.
Okay, so...
Can I legitimately work there? Can I persuade to get employed and actually work there?
I'm doing what?
To get employed?
Refueling crap, obviously. Helping out. I get to be, like, the noob.
Yeah.
She's a greeter.
You're charismatic enough, and nobody else wants to work in this shithole. You get yourself a manager position and legitimately hire the other people. Okay. So, this small, somewhat inconspicuous transport shuttle lands. You guys move to refuel. Meanwhile, Jag flies over with Captain O'Keefe, ready to blow the fuck out of this thing.
I'd like to sneak up their landing ramp and go to the engine room and disable their craft.
Well, the landing ramp comes down. Three people get out. People who are there, I'd like you to make me perception checks.
I'm there. I'm gonna reroll. Wow, I got worse.
Is that Destiny bonus still going?
No, it's been more than 24 hours. Yeah.
Oh. See. 22.
I got a 3.
9.
So, three people get out. A rather stern-looking blonde-haired female is walking in front, and then behind her are two guys who, you can tell, the Empire is really bad at being inconspicuous because they're clones. They're clearly clone troopers.
Like, easily recognizable. Yep, definitely 100% yeah. The same guy.
I mean, they have, like, scars in different places and minor differences, like they were twins, but all of you in your life have probably seen a clone trooper without his helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, more importantly, Nom and Wook recognize this woman. Because that bitch was one of the Alderaanian security guards when you met Senator Organa.
What?
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, 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 dun.
They walk down the landing pad, and the woman waves her hand at you. No fuel.
Oh. Alright, guys, you heard the lady.
But we have the fuel.
Cue fuel leak.
Oh, no! There's oil all over all the things! Well, we better clean it up! I'll go get the cleaning supplies. You guys contain the spill. I'm gonna go and get cleaning supplies.
Leak probably came from lines up in ship. We can check.
Oh, you are so right. All right, you do that. I'll be right here. Making sure you guys don't fuck up because you're terrible.
Sneaky, sneaky.
What part of don't touch my ship was lost on you? You can
look at all this oil. This is a regulatory hazard. I can't let this oil be on.
It spilled out of your truck, you bunch of morons.
Look, no, lady, are you telling me? My truck is responsible for this. What? This is unheard of. I would like to combat this woman verbally. And
25 for sneaking.
Make a distraction.
That's a good distraction. I couldn't have asked for better.
She starts to look back at the ship as Nom sneaking back up, but your shrill complaining catches her attention again. Do you have any idea who I am? I will have your job. I will have your father's job. I will have your children's jobs. By which I mean they will be sent to work in a mine.
I was about to say, why do you want my job? I refuel ships.
That's right. They're just trying to make our do up in here.
My father refueled ships, too. Why do you want his job? Children probably will refuel ships. Why you take their job?
She starts to look. She looks at Tiku. And then at Bleep Doop. And then at Wook. And it seems like a revelation has struck her. And she immediately starts to grab for her blaster pistol.
I'm gonna hide behind the truck that was actually Rex transformed all along.
Turns out, the upgrade, the nebulous upgrade she bought, was transforming power.
Into a fuel truck. Of limited application, but...
I bought Optimus Prime. I don't know what you want from me. He was the best money could buy.
She draws her blaster pistol. The clone troopers behind her are kind of confused what's going on.
Luckily, Tiku is amazingly prepared for being in a Bodhi's fuel repair uniform.
Oh, are we rolling initiative?
Pistol. yeah, you can just do a small initiative for people who are going to actively shoot at her.
I want to pow-pow her right in the face.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, I got an 11. I don't think I'm going to do much pow-powing.
I got 25.
Tiku, you're kind of surprised that she did better than you.
I need to skill focus initiative.
Yeah.
Plus she's not cutting it.
Oh, bitch.
You rebel scum! I know you! And then she fires wildly, missing you.
Aw, do I have a snazzy comeback for a terrible aim? No.
Tiku.
This. Is everybody else using, like, their standard loadout? I feel like this holdout pistol would be story appropriate, but if everybody else...
You are in disguise, so you're not toting around blaster rifles and big...
Okay.
Cars. I was gonna whip out my bowcaster.
That would be incredibly conspicuous. Like, it would be completely obvious if you had a bowcaster strapped to your back.
Rex is a truck.
No, he is... On a truck.
He was behind the truck or something, but he was...
He was driving it.
I didn't roll Rex's have a initiative. Rex's initiative was 4. Why am I rolling so shitty? What the hell?
Toolboxes that hold rifles are very oddly shaped.
Oh. Yeah, it couldn't be big. You could hold a blaster pistol, I guess.
I already have a hidden holster for that, because I was prepared for this exact situation.
Yeah.
And it could probably
hold a grenade.
Kay. I got a 20 total.
That's a hit.
Boom, bitch! Alright, what is the damage on this crap? Jesus. I did 7 points of damage.
Okay. You strike her in the shoulder.
Oh no! 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Okay. She winces. Jag, up in the circling, banshee. You can see that a firefight has broken out.
Don't shoot us, please.
I want to blow up that ship so bad. Okay. Is there any way I can just disable the engine from up here? Without exploding the whole thing?
No.
You have a person on the ship for that.
I know he's on there.
He snuck aboard, so you know that was part of the plan.
Yeah.
You were unsure of his exact location. He's sneaking. You really can't see very well from up there.
It's because he's part hobbit.
Can I fire, like, warning shots and broadcast, "Everyone drop your weapons," or something along those lines?
You could shoot the fuel truck and it could blow up as a distraction so we could shoot them in the back of the head.
As a distraction? Massive explosion as a distraction? Near you guys? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes, you can absolutely do that.
Alright. I'll fire just warning shots, not at the fuel truck.
Damn.
And project from the ship. Drop your weapons. We have you covered.
Surrounded.
There's only one of us.
Yeah,
it
but then
better when you say you're
surrounded.
They are surrounded because to the rear there's their ship, which can't escape because of your ship, and to the front there's Bodhi's fuel repair.
Okay. Dan, Wook, are you getting involved here?
There we go.
Hello.
All this time I was talking and I didn't notice my bar wasn't moving. My plug came undone.
Did you say anything important that we should know about?
Not anymore. actually, yeah, who's this weapon again?
You, well, several people who got 15 or higher on their perception, recognized her that she was one of Bail Organa's Alderaanian security guards when you met him on Alderaan.
Oh. That's awful. I'm gonna stun her.
Yeah, we should take that one alive, to be totally honest with you.
I have a 27.
That's a hit.
That's
well, force beautiful. Stun.
That, oh, yes. Her fortitude defense is a 15.
Ooh, nice. So that's, 2, 3, she's down.
Okay. She is massively dazed and debilitated.
Yeah, I'll use a force point. She's down 4.
Okay. She just falls to her knee and surrenders.
Damn straight.
Your magic!
Do the clones surrender with her?
The clones never surrender, but you guys can gun them down easily enough.
You have taken your prisoner. Nom disables their ship and then comes out and realizes there's no reason to do that.
Well, go back in and fix it, because now we can have the ship.
Yeah, I'll go back in and make the landing lights blink in a pretty pattern, then install Tetris on the main console.
Okay.
Well, if you insist...
Well, can we fly it so that we have a free Imperial ship?
It is an unmarked ship of particularly poor quality.
Oh.
So we have a free unmarked ship of particularly poor quality?
Can we strip it and then put it on cinder blocks?
Well, we're taking it and we'll do something with it.
What's this thing Sell worth in parts?
Money? Yeah,
that could be our plan B ship. We just ram it into things.
Oh my god, our kamikaze mobile?
I'm kind of sad the Bodhi's fuel repair gambit didn't end with the fuel truck on fire and the spaceport devastated.
Same.
Dude, what... We trashed the palace. I don't know why you're still on this... I don't know.
We gotta ramp it up. Also, this was an overly elaborate plan for 2 stormtroopers and a surrender-happy officer.
I really was expecting a bigger challenge.
You're welcome.
They're coming for a clandestine deal with a crime lord. They're not bringing an Imperial battalion with them.
Yeah.
Suckers.
So reconsider that plan in the future.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, you are taking your Imperial prisoner, your
yes.
Jedi Master.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
This shitty shuttle, and most of you are going to take the Banshee back to rendezvous with the Resurgents.
Actually. Yes. I wanted to take,
gotta drop off our
Trillic
slaves, too.
I wanted to take the Morans as prisoner, but if there's not enough room on the ship because they're huge and stinky, I understand.
You can definitely fit them in the cargo hold of the Banshee.
Okay. Yeah, can I sell prisoners? I guess I'll ask somebody when I get up there.
They become
I think
slaves
they're called slaves
at that point.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm taking the shuttle. I'm trying to make it less terrible on the way.
I'll help.
Okay.
That's so good, because I don't know how to fly a ship.
Fly, yes. Land, no.
The two of you take the shitty shuttle. The rest of you guys load all of your prisoners onto the Banshee. And you all begin to take off for the Resurgents. Along the voyage,
space fight.
No.
Fight.
Bleep doop. You get a message from your dad although more realistically, from Lycator, your dad's assistant slash illegitimate half-sister.
What?
Yes. It was discussed that Lycator, Bleep Glorn's assistant, is also his bastard daughter.
Okay.
It was mentioned.
Believe you.
You get a message from her that your father has just received some very good news and he is in particularly high spirits. And attached to this message is a deposit of 45,000 credits into your account.
Cha-ching!
Can I shoot an email back going, why? Why? Not that I'm upset that Daddy's happy, I'm just curious as to know why.
He has received word from a reliable source that one of his competitors has shut down his business.
We're awesome. Fantastic.
Okay. So that is where we will stop for the evening. You guys can level up twice to level 5.
Oh, wow.
Are we going to have a walkthrough for leveling? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
I think I'm insufficiently sneaky, so I'm taking a level of scout, and the talent will let me reroll stealth checks.
Good lord.
So I get one talent and one feat, and one bonus feat from the list of bonus feats?
It depends. Are you just going to keep going straight up soldier?
Straight up soldier.
Okay.
Soldier all the way down.
So, yes, you are going to get extra hit points, which is a d10 per level, per soldier.
At fourth level, we get one ability point to put into two different scores.
Yes.
Holy crap. I got 2 tens.
Bam. You also add your constitution modifier to that each time.
My god, so what is 55 and 24?
Is the con thing 75. Retroactive?
Yes. Yes. At level 4, you guys can increase 2 of your ability scores by 1. So.
Can we increase the same one twice?
No.
Meh.
Ability scores by 1?
What goes on with force points and destiny points?
You get 2 destiny points. You just get the force points for when you hit level 5. So it's going to be 7 force points.
Okay. Oh my god, this is all going up too.
How many destiny points? I'm not understanding.
You get 2 destiny points, because you get a destiny point every time you level up.
Oh!
Since you have leveled up twice. You haven't spent any, so you should have 5 destiny points.
Really?
You get 1 at first level, too.
Oh, there you go. Okay, alright. 5 beautiful destiny points. I should probably use those, huh?
They're quite handy.
Okay, so I'm gonna do dex, obviously. To bring me to +4.
And just so you know, next time we get the ability scores, I don't think you're allowed to put it in the same scores as this time.
What?
You are.
You are? Oh, I thought there was something weird about that.
I don't recall reading that, and if there is, that's stupid.
So add this to the modifier or your actual score?
Your actual score, which could potentially increase your modifier.
Yeah, I'll do that. That seems like a good thing.
16, which makes this 3.
Oh, maybe this I should. Everything.
Yeah.
I'll leave this at 2.
And it is retroactive, so, you know, if your intelligence goes up, you get an extra language. If your constitution goes up, you get an extra hit point for every level. If your wisdom goes up, you get more force powers for each time you've taken force training.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I finally have a dex mod.
All my skills should go up by 1, yes.
Yes, all your skills go up by 1. because they are all based off half level. All your defenses go up by 2 because they're based off straight level.
I'm actually.
I thought that was armor.
I'm gonna abandon armor at this point.
Right. Yes, if you were wearing armor, you do not get your level. It's your class level or armor.
Matt, I think you get a talent that lets you add your level to your armor or something.
Oh, I might keep my armor then.
Yeah, you should think about that.
Alright, I'm gonna write the 5 small into the side. So that way I have room to add maybe armor. Maybe armor. That's what I'll call it.
I like initiative. That's something I wish I had more of.
Well, you...
Dexterity. Perception is wisdom. I think I'm going to do intelligence and dexterity, because dexterity is nice.
Why would I have a +1 to all my defenses?
Because you're a soldier.
Ah.
They get a class bonus. Well, no, it's a... They get a +1 to reflex and a +2 to fortitude.
I wrote it in the miscellaneous box, if that helps clarify things.
Did you take improved defenses?
Yes, you did. You took the improved defenses.
Yes, I absolutely did. Thank you. Okay. I have to do skills. So much writing.
They all go up by 1.
At least my charisma-based things are only down to -1 now.
Get a talent and a bonus feat.
Mm-hmm.
Where are bonus feats? The
dex things went up by 2 because my dex bonus went up.
Alright, I'm going to turn the recorder off. I don't think we need to hear the minutia of you guys leveling up. So, bye, everybody.
Maybe bye-bye.
Bye.